Welcome back to another episode of the Check Engine Light podcast, where we decide if your ride is the tits or the shits. If you let me drive your car unattended, I will absolutely smoke in it. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style Jim Vicious. He got dropped off here by an El Camino full of Mexicans. Marty.
Your certified Latin lover.
And he's the owner, operator, and sole employee of Randy's Handies.
Randy. Hello, hello, hello.
You guys hit me up after the show about Handies.
You guys have any lotion?
I like mine dry.
Yeah. I only jerk with lube on special occasions. I mean, you gotta take a shower afterward and everything.
I mean, you don't. You can just slap on your drawers and hopefully that soaks it up.
Just live in it. Go to,
just a fucking nut lotion combo.
Just want to live in my own desperation.
I'm going to the gym.
Why is it so cold?
Welcome back. We've been gone for like 2 months.
What year is it?
Yeah, right. We come back, we're immediately talking about jizz and lotion, jacking off.
Some things never change, do they?
Yeah, it's like we've never been gone.
Never.
We were going to do an episode recently, but I got stung by a waspis, and thought I was going to fucking die. I had a fever and shit. It's fucked.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang finally got you.
Yeah, there you go. But we are here, so let's get into some of these fucking rides. I'm going to start you guys off. I've been waiting to
show you a banger. Oh, ho, ho, ho. The shooting break.
Yeah, pretty fucking good. This is like, this dude got his white trash girlfriend, you know, pregnant. She's like, Kyle, you got to get rid of that Camaro. You got to get something for a family. You need a family car. That's
what he's doing. So he took a Berlinetta Camaro, which means it comes with a 4-cylinder.
Well, if you're going to do it to one, I mean, fuck.
Might as well, right?
Fuck. She's a beaut, Clark.
I don't know what's happening in the back. I really wish I did.
Looks like trash bags. Covering the windows. The window opening.
Yeah, the windows don't look like windows at all, do they? But I wonder what kind of taillight setup and shit it has.
Why is this so high?
Maybe he made it
because he smoked first.
No, well, that's Jim. I understand why he's high, but why is the fucking ride height so fucking high?
Well, this is a gravel parking lot. Maybe, maybe it's 4-wheel drive.
Maybe.
Well, he did say it had a 4-cylinder, possibly. So that explains why the front's so high.
I'll tell you what, motherfucker, I can build a car better than your Subaru Outback. White trash Outback, dude.
He said, fuck you, Dundee.
Yeah, dude. I love Camaro conversions, man. You make them wagons, make them trucks.
Shit, I wanted to see that car next to it. I feel like it has like cool rims. It has like little mesh wheels.
Yeah, it looks like a Malibu.
Something.
Dude, this could be at some kind of a... You know, he parks next to it like, yeah, dude, we both got fucking cool-ass cars.
It's like they're at a fair.
They're at something. Jesus. No, yeah, this is something that I would probably see around town. This is definitely smells of
this stuff. This is a reverse mullet, dude. This is a party in the front and then business in the back. You know, like family in the back. It's like a mohawk up front and a dad haircut in back.
Maybe he's got a buzz cut. It does have one of those Punisher stickers on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That car is blue, but you know it voted red.
This picture will be used as a suspect vehicle for a fucking driving into a crowd of people at a BLM fucking protest.
Terrible.
They made that legal in some states that if protesters are in the road, you can fucking run them over. I shit you not.
It was probably legal in Texas. If it's the state for something to be legal and illegal.
That's like Florida.
Texas is the state.
And Texas. You got to get one of those Roo bumpers, man, that our listeners down under have. Where, like, you hit kangaroos enough that you build a fucking barricade on the front, a fucking shovel, if you will, to fucking smash them out of the way and not damage your car. Like, that's pretty fucking crazy.
Well, here we have, like, those brush guards for the truck.
Yeah, it's not like this. Have you seen the shit that these people have on the front of their utes down there? They look like something out of Walking Dead, you know?
It's like a cow catcher they put on in front of trains.
Like, they hit fucking kangaroos at speed and, like, no damage.
Roo Bumper. That's a good name for it. Roo Bumper.
I think that's what they are. But yeah, so what do we say on the air? You know, they even put like the little fucking, I don't even know what those things are on the roof, you know? Whatever that is that wagons have.
I'm giving this a shit. That's a shit for me. Even though my dog has a mullet, he's not approving of this.
Doesn't have a mullet. He'd be perfect. I'd like take that fucker and have him ride shotgun. Now you're messing with a son of a bitch. And I'm just listening to that on repeat in this car with your mullet dog hanging out the window.
With some fucking pit vipers sunglasses on.
Also, let's point out that this is Minnesota. So.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, snow's up there. Could four-wheel drive.
Could be. Wishful thinking, I bet.
If you or anyone you knows more about this car, definitely contact us. I was going to say on Twitter, but I haven't been on the Twitter. I don't think I signed into it on my new phone.
I forgot it's we lost even had forever.
It. At the Cell Podcast. Or at Cell Podcast. You find it. So Marty goes shits. I can't believe you went shits. I'm surprised.
I like third gens, but that's a shit.
Wow. Randy. Mr. Camaro.
I think it's fucking shit, but... I think it's only 40% shit. It's still a Camaro, so I'm going 60% tits.
It's the electoral votes for tits. And, you know me, I love Camaros. My first home was a trailer house. It's tits for me, boys.
Fuck. You'll be able to tow it.
I can't believe this went through.
Dude, every Camaro that's anything is like, they're like, ah, Camaro turned into a boat, tits.
Yeah.
Camaros are tits, period. Randy, what have you for us?
A weird contraption of some sorts.
A Vantosh.
Yeah. I've seen this thing before.
It's like a cuntosh.
A cuntosh?
Am I saying that right?
No, it's a Vantosh? Vantosh?
Is this a real thing?
I think this is
a really good render. Maybe.
Yeah, I think it's a render, but if this was real,
it would be hard as fuck to get into.
Yes, it would.
Super fucking hard to get into.
Well, maybe those doors go up and the doors on the sides slide open and you can just like, you know, kind of get in like that.
There's no seam on that side.
I love how like the triangle from the door doesn't even match up where the rest of it should be on the side panel.
Mm. Yeah. Definitely like, a render.
Wait a minute, this like clips through the roof. What the fuck's happening there?
What do you mean?
Doesn't it? The door where it goes past the roof, it looks like it's like
it goes the opposite right door.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the opposite door.
Why would you see it though if there wasn't like this angle, wouldn't it be straight on? You just see the one?
That's why it's a shitty render.
Sorry, that or I'm just really high.
What's going on?
I don't know, man. I don't know about this.
I don't know, van?
I love vans, but I don't know about this.
I'm going to go out, just come out and say it. I never really liked the Countach. I know that
I'm old
like,
enough to like have the fucking poster on my wall when I was a child.
That did too. That white one.
Mine, just, the one I had was black with the gold.
But it just never, so it never screamed to me and said, "This is an amazing car." Like I always thought, like, oh, yeah,
the fucking. Well, that's probably because you're only 14. You know, these were around when we were growing up.
The fuck? How old are you guys? 80.
Grandpa, 40. He just turned 40. I'm about to turn 40, so there you go. I had the fucking white one that had a spoiler in the front, and I always remember just being like, what the fuck? It looked like a boat. It looked like you could drive it at full speed into the water. It would just keep going. Yeah.
Like James Bond's it'd Lotus? Keep
going under.
Yeah, but it really turns out that those little Countaches and shit, they're like, they drive like a tractor and the steering sucks. Like, it's hard to steer them and you can't see out of the back and it fucking smells. And
never drive your heroes.
Yeah, I guess they're not really that cool to drive. But I don't know. I guess I'll start you off for a render. I mean, it's a cool idea. I like the idea of, you know, doing a Countach into a van. That's pretty cool. I'm not going to judge it harshly.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a fucking tits because I think a Vantosh would be better than the Countach.
Nice.
That's Vantosh. Fair. That's fair.
Conceivably, this would be fucking mid-engine. I mean, obviously it has intakes back there. So you'd have to you'd have to believe that this would be mid-engine.
You could put a monster motor in there too.
Fucking put anything.
16.
You sure could. Yep. So there you go. What does everyone vote? I'm last track of who voted.
Titties.
There you go. And Randy?
Shitty. Titties and shitties.
You going shit?
I'm going shit.
Wow. Still wins. So in your face.
Wow. Two tits to start the fucking show. Well,
two tits, but no Total Recall.
No Total Recall yet. Yet. Well, you guys were talking about Outbacks and, you know, stuff like that. So,
the steakhouse? Yeah, I love that place.
Oh, yeah. Outback Steakhouse. Bloomin' Onion. I got this thing.
They have real Australian fare, like Bloomin' Onions. People of Australia have been eating those for thousands of years.
The Aborigines.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's an Aboriginal recipe.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a Hyundai Santa Cruz. You know how the mini trucks are back.
Yeah,
the mini trucks are back, and I'm waiting for people to do these things to them.
So what the fuck is the Santa Cruz? Is like some little shitty SUV.
It's a SUV truck type crossover thing. It's a truck.
Unibody truck, yeah.
Yeah, it's a unibody.
Like a Ridgeline
truck.
Or
what? I've never even seen that shit.
It's Outback.
New.
Yeah. Called the Hyundai Santa Cruz. You can get it in all-wheel drive. I think it has a turbo 4. Not bad. Little city truck. But especially when they do this, pop, lock it, drop it. On those
I hate stance cars, dude.
I don't hate it. I'm not
like
gonna
if it was say. Airbagged?
I think this is probably bagged. I want to say. Or it's probably a render, but this is a really good. I drive this. I'm not gonna lie.
The stock version of this truck is pretty cool. You know, I guess a Hyundai though. Didn't you have a fucking Hyundai, or do you currently?
No, I had one. I had a Veloster, a little 3-door.
Yeah,
Veloster Turbo. It was fun. Never gave me any fucking problems. Pretty fucking peppy. You know, it wasn't a manual, so.
I'm old, though, man. I'm old enough to remember, like, those old Excels where you just, the door fucking, you just, like, stop and open the door. It just, like, falls off in a parking lot. Like, what the fuck?
I feel like Hyundai and Kia, Hyundai, Kia, Genesis, they've all come a long-ass way.
In 10 years, no less.
Yeah.
Those fucking leaps and strides, dude.
They got that guy from, BMW, the guy that was leading up the M division. And now he's leaning up those. I think their cars have come a long way.
I work with a guy who has some crazy fucking 4-door Genesis. And it's really nice. It's like, I don't know what it is. Some fucking letter number thing. But.
Yeah, that's one thing I kind of don't like that they took. Like, that's a BMW thing. And the little fucking letter numbers. And BMW and Mercedes-Benz thing. But whatever.
I'm fine with that. But because, like, at least it makes sense and you know what motor it has and everything like that. But I don't know, Genesis, I still have a hard time. And I'm sure people did back in the day with when Lexus and Infiniti and Acura became a thing. But I don't know. I have a hard time with Hyundai being like, this is a Genesis. This is a luxury car.
I actually have a Genesis 2. Those are nice too. I'm not gonna hate that.
Do you fucking lose your ass on all these cars that you like buy and get rid of? Like, you lose money every time? You have to.
Not really. on that fucking Veloster, I took like a $2,000 hit when I traded it in, but that's the one that they crashed into and I got it fixed. So when I traded it in, that didn't come up on the Carfax, so I didn't say anything. So fuck you guys. I'm going to say that right now. Fuck you guys.
One time I traded in this classic car, and I had a 1970 Mercury Monterey 400, and I traded it into this place, and it's 160,000 miles. Thing was in really great condition, but I lied and told him it was 60,000, and then he took it to the car auction, and they're like, well, we know this car. It has 160,000 miles. He was fucking pissed, man. Yeah, he called, left a message. He was fucking angry.
Hey, like,
I ripped off a car salesman. Like, go fuck yourself. You lost. Like,
you rip off people every fucking day.
Exactly,
bitch.
Yeah, fucking pile of shit, rat, motherfucker. Now, I got a lot of friends who sell cars.
You fucking rat, you. You cunt.
My boy's selling cars out in Washington. He works at this high-ass end dealership where they get like fucking 4GTs and crazy ass shit through there.
Oh shit.
Living the fucking dream there. But we got way off track.
Yeah, talking about sticking it to the man. So let me know how you guys started off, and then I'll give my I think we are, you kind of already know what I'm gonna say. This is tits.
Yeah. I think it's tits. He's like, I'll let you guys go, but this is tits.
Yeah. Right. You already know how I feel. So
I love mini trucks. I love that they're kind of coming back, and I like, you know, taking something too. These regularly are like pretty high up and shit. So I like it. And I don't know if this is a real thing or a render or not, but it's fucking sweet.
Let's make it happen.
Tits.
Tit hairs.
Just what out of spite. You? For Marty, I'm gonna say shit.
What a fucking.
You guys like it. No, I'm going anyways.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Dick.
Do you want. I gotta get more Camaros, dude. It's Camaro day with me.
Oh my god. Is that a fucking camper?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's a topper. Truck topper.
I assume this was a convertible Camaro, and the roof was fucked or something.
Maybe it was a rollover.
Like, that picture quality is so shit that this is reality, and that's fucking amazing to me.
I feel like this picture was taken with a VCR.
Take picture with a VCR.
I don't know, but if you could.
Oh, I heard about these things back in the day.
Yo, that looks like it was taken by a blender.
That's the equivalent.
Looks like shit.
Probably not a fucking old flip phone. That's what pictures on that shit look like.
Like a reflection on it. That's definitely through a dirty ass windshield.
Yeah.
Why would you do this, dude? Why would it even do this?
I feel like someone just like set their topper on top of it to protect it from the rain.
I'm thinking,
and
so
there's no damage underneath, but. If this is attached, that'd be fucking amazing. You just flip up the glass portion, drive down the road.
Like an old school VW bus?
Yeah, dude. Instead of flipping it down, you just flip it up.
It's a fresh air, man.
Oh, what the fuck?
I guess you could slide the windows on the side there.
Yeah, so you can flick your fucking marbles out.
Yeah, damn right, dude. Yeah, fuck yeah. That's what I do with all my cigarette butts. I don't give a fuck. What do you think about that?
They're biodegradable.
I don't think they are.
No, they're definitely not.
But I don't have children, so.
They just blow into a field and some bird picks it up to make their fucking nest, and then the little baby hatchlings fucking die from eating it.
Anyone who's had a child is doing a billion times more pollution than I am. I'd have to like wake up every morning and dump a quart of oil in the fucking sewer drain to get anywhere close to the pollution of their fucking I'm another human being on the planet for 70 years, so I'll flick my cigarettes up. We have street cleaners, motherfucker.
Producing a child causes more pollution than fucking that.
I wouldn't say pollution, but definitely it leaves a bigger carbon footprint. That's accurate.
I'm sorry, I'm an American. That tracks. I just want to keep people in work. You know?
Creating jobs over here.
Yeah. If we didn't throw cigarette butts out, what would the street cleaners do?
Yeah, what the fuck?
They'd have to go home and put toppers on their fucking Camaros. it's shits. Of course it's shits.
Yeah, it's a fucking shits. Why are we even...
Well, sometimes I like to... you gotta still bring things that are shits.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go tits on this one because at least 60% of it is still Camaro.
Fuck. You have no credibility with me.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. The other one I went 60% tits. It's only
like anyone
fair.
Who's listening to this is just like, what is this guy's fucking voting?
Yeah, he's giving percentages and fucking Roman numerals and shit. Like, what the fuck is...
You're titsing a piece of shit Camaro. I mean, this is no doubt. I mean, look at the paint. It's shit. It's terrible.
I mean, it's seen better days. But doesn't mean it's not salvageable.
It's got a red fucking topper on top of it.
You see shit. You're saying, I see potential.
Shut the fuck up. Oh my god. It's so horrible.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Two shits, one tits.
Somebody took a picture of Randy Soul and put it on here. It's the fucking Camaro with a camper top on top of it.
Bro, you're just a Camaro with a fucking topper on it, okay?
Oh.
Yeah, buddy. Check that out.
Oh boy. That's
the Chevy that's pretty, van.
That's dude. That's pretty fucking tits. That thing's gotta be. You gotta take corners slow in that bitch. With how high it sits with that tiny wheelbase, that thing is like.
I guess it depends on how stiff the shocks are. If it's got a lot of body roll, that motherfucker's definitely tipping.
Or a windy day, drive that thing down a fucking interstate when it's, you know, heavy ass winds. Like kinds of the blow over semis and shit, you know?
Yeah. Fuck that yeah.
It needs a spoiler.
This is definitely not a daily driver.
Yeah, no way, it's too fucking clean to be a daily.
There's this guy I see every, like I've seen him twice and I never have an opportunity to take a picture of him, but I see this guy driving this tits, perfectly clean tits 70s van, and he's dropping somebody off at a building by my workplace sometimes. So it's possible.
Like a streetwalker? That's where he just drops them off?
I don't know. I mean, it's a really bad neighborhood.
He dumps the bodies out of the back.
Yeah. This thing's great. Off
his lot lizards.
If I do have one, like, what the fuck? What's the deal with fucking chrome trimming and like that one that you would buy that you could buy like at AutoZone and just put wherever the fuck?
Oh, the door molding?
Yeah.
Well, the reason behind that is, I'm sure you know, you open the door, you hit something with the edge of the door, and then your paint's fucked.
Yeah.
This saves it.
Yeah, no, but it's like in the chrome, nah.
They used Everything to make it else look is chrome.
Now cars just have big fucking ugly black pieces on there.
Right.
Now it's turns like little details, dude. The hood. It's got a fucking awesome intake on the hood. That's fucking awesome.
Little pig snout.
Yeah.
That's great. It's got louvers in the back. That's great.
It's awesome. It's the little things on this van that just make that make it perfect.
It's got the sun visor in the front. The chrome on the fucking windshield wipers. Like, I grew up, my dad had a 70s van that won the World of Wheels van truck category. So, like, I grew up riding around in a dope 70s van. So, like, this isn't a 70s van, but it may as well be.
Yeah.
This is what, a late 80s, early 90s, huh?
Yeah.
It's fucking tits. It's awesome.
This is tits. Straight up tits.
Reminds me.
First Total Recall.
Reminds me of two things. You can put them in here if you want. Splicey, splicey. Rolling Thunder Monster Truck, if you're familiar with that. Uh-huh. Or the Lunchbox RC car. from Tamiya, however
you say it. Tamiya, yeah.
Reminds me of both of those things. And those are awesome. So that's it from me, boys.
Lit tits from me as well. Fuck yeah.
It's tits.
Total Recall.
Total fucking Recall on the four-wheel drive van. That's pretty awesome. Martin!
Okay, going back to the mini trucks. I don't know why I gathered mini truck pictures, but remember we went over the new Ford Maverick not too long ago. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say not too long ago because we haven't done much episodes, but somebody STD'd the Ford Maverick. You know how Ford has the ST line for the sport line? So somebody ST'd that, and I believe it looks amazing. Well, to me.
Someone fucked it without a rubber and gave it the herpes.
Gave it the ST.
Oh, yeah. Why's the second picture so fucking blurry?
I don't know.
They're both kind of blurry when you zoom them. But anyway.
Because it's tiny as fuck.
Probably. If I could find a better one, I probably would.
Thanks for the picture, Motor Trend.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet, man. I like the return of smaller trucks. These are still not mini trucks, dude. I wish somebody would actually put out a fucking mini truck.
No one's got the balls. No one's got the balls to do it.
I feel like if anyone did, it'd have to be, you know, Nissan or Honda.
Well, they originated that shit. You know, they started it. I just want like a legitimately small little fucking urban truck. It could be electric. It could be fucking great. Just like a standard, maybe it's an extended cab, not the four door.
Well, they're thinking about making, well, this one's a hybrid. Get up to 40 miles per gallon and then they might be coming out. See, that's a better picture. There you go, love.
There you go.
Good on you, mate.
This one doesn't have a watermark either. Oh, yeah, it does. Fuck, whatever.
It's the same fucking one, just higher resolution.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome, dude. It looks great. Is anyone going to do anything with this thing? Can you Roush this motherfucker up or what?
It probably will. I hope.
I feel like Shelby might take a stab at it.
That'd be cool, too.
Yeah, because you can get it in all-wheel drive. Imagine that. All-wheel drive fucking 400-horsepower little mini truck or smaller truck.
That's 400 horsepower?
No, but I'm just saying, like, they could if they use the motors.
Fucking Roush. I saw, like, an older Roush F-150 the other day.
Oh, yeah, they have, like, the Roush body styles like mine. Those are fucking 600-700-horsepower fucking trucks.
That's dope. Yeah, this thing's awesome. It's a tits for me, boys.
That's a tits for me as well.
And also from I.
Oh.
What? The Ford gets a tits from the Randers.
It's a triple tits.
Right? So strange.
What do you think about this bad boy?
Oh, I fucking don't.
it's a Cadillac Bronco, dude.
I was gonna say something, but
something about OJ. Go ahead. Everyone already knows.
Yeah, but I'm like, maybe this is what he should have been driving, not the white one.
Yeah. He might have been able to get away.
Leave it to Idaho.
You are the hoe.
Trying to see what that. What is that? What is that hood ornament?
I don't know.
It's just like
the front end. It's like a trophy topper, like a guy skiing.
Like a guy or surfing or something?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe he is skiing. What the fuck? That'd be awesome, dude. But it's funny how it's just like, how it's just kind of like real piss poor put on there.
Yeah, like
two-way tape that shit on, dude.
It's like big gaps and shit. Like, fucking bugs get inside of there. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why this brought up a memory of fucking that old Schwarzenegger movie, Commando, where like his truck doesn't fucking start. Like it, I think it, I don't know if it was a Bronco.
Well, this thing looks like it wouldn't start.
Yeah, well, it, like the truck didn't start, so he just pushes it down a hill to like catch up to the guys fleeing.
What do you think was in that open Tupperware container on the dash? A gun, maybe?
Meth?
A half-eaten like, tuna fish sandwich?
Is it kind of weird that that's just sitting right there in the fucking dash?
Something cut with fentanyl, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
And it's in a trailer park? Or an RV park?
Nah, it looks like a campground.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, dude, there are trailer parks like this in places. Not here. Here, trailer parks are like trailer homes. Like, there are places like there where that's trailer parks aren't actually campers. And if you're there, hello to you.
Yeah.
Things are going to get better, man. I know it. Just hang in there.
Or if you chose this life, good on you.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I think about selling everything I have and just like buying a fucking RV and
traveling the country singing.
Yeah. Then maybe I'd like kill my girlfriend in Arizona and dump her body. And...
what the fuck? Yeah.
My girlfriend's indigenous, so they wouldn't even look.
That's so fucked. But it's so true.
But it's true, yeah.
Have you seen that one ESPN doc, that 30 for 30?
Which one?
Where about the indigenous missing girls, that there's like this one boxing, like this boxing ring or this boxing gym that tries to take care of all of them.
No, I'm not.
And that's pretty good. That's
a scary prospect, man. Native girls who can fucking box.
Yeah,
they're tough as fuck. Like you don't want to fuck with them, dude.
Yeah, and that's like one of the main things. Like, hey, let's at least give them something to do and something that they can fight back with, you know, other than guns and shit like that. But
so my chick, I'm not as worried as if I was dating some white broad. You know, I'd be like way more worried. Like, ah, she's good. She grew up around a reservation. She fucking stabbed somebody in the eye with her fucking keys or something. She's good.
She'll fuck them up.
But I don't know, boys.
I'd like to start this off with a shit.
Why? The Broncos, like that's like 95% tits, isn't it?
If we go off of Randy's logic, this is 98.97 tits. It's yeah. Fucking shit for me. Fucking
How about fucking... this, Marty? It's 100% shit.
There Is you that go.
Better for you?
There you go.
Double shits from you guys.
Double tits.
Yeah, I mean, it's shits. It is. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to blow my credibility on this episode like Randy did.
I still fail to see how I've done that, sir.
You haven't. I feel like sometimes though, with people, like someone's gonna put something through, and then like, you're just all credibility will be lost forever. It's probably happened with you guys' tits and shitty fucking Fieros converted into Ferraris and shit.
Hey, hey, hey! Hold down there, pal.
All right, it's a triple shits.
What the fuck?
You got Randy.
Yeah.
Check this little thing out.
Got crabs.
This is actually for sale currently.
What the fuck is it? What is it?
An eclipse? It's an eclipse, no?
Dun, dun, dun.
What the fuck? What is it? No.
It's a Trans Am.
What?
Yeah, dude.
It is. It has the fucking GTA wheels.
Why? My car looks so tense, man. Like someone like, you know, what if we made this car look?
What year? Yeah, this is like a third gen. Yeah,
87.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Oh, no, not Lamborghini doors, dude. No.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no.
Why is this a thing? Why? No.
Why is it in such shitty condition?
I could buy it right now. I mean, it's a roller, but it's a great starting point.
How much
right?
is it?
like $3,300.
This reminds me of this post I saw where like some guy was like putting up something for sale, and he's like, now to set the price, and it just shows a picture of the guy smoking crack. So that's exactly what this is. Now to set the price is just fucking.
Oh, well, it's got taillights.
At least that works.
Fucking road legal, bro. I love it's got like the shittiest fucking license plate lights of all time. Look at that shit. It's like a big dark spot in the middle of the license plate. Oh
my god. I've been pulled over several times for the light not being effective enough.
Oh, really?
That's a bunch of shit. I'd be pissed.
They were 100% working. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. That's the way they came factory.
Yeah. Why would somebody do this? Is this a thing you could buy at some point in the 80s? I assume.
Yeah, it was like some kind of Evo kit.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I'd like to see it. I'd like to see something like this well done. You know, because I don't hate the front of it, really.
It's not finished. I mean, it's got potential, boys.
Yeah, it could be kind of cool. Buy it, start a YouTube channel, and then, you know, got to get it running so you can daily it and just daily it every day.
Can't even get this fucking YouTube channel off the ground.
start that one. It'll get popular, and then you can help boost this one.
Drag it along.
Yeah. What say you, Mr. Trans Am?
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
I know you guys are liking this one, so.
No, dude, what you need to do is you could be like, God's got to smash that like button, bro.
Don't forget to smash the like button, bro. Yeah. And the little bell icon if you want to know when I upload.
For every time you hit the bell, Jim will hit the bomb.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fucking do it. I think this is utter shit. I don't like changes to the Trans Am. That was already good. Don't do this.
You sound like every other white man in this country.
I don't like changes.
I just hate when they take flip-ups and they put these shits. No, fuck it. No.
It looks like an Eclipse in the front.
It looks like a retarded Supra in the front.
That's fair. It's like perfectly done. Would this look better than the car it started as?
No,
not even a fucking chance.
But it's a cool idea.
But is it different?
Yeah, of course.
This is shits. If somebody buys it, you know, and you make it tits, or you think it's tits, send it to us.
Yeah, we'll let you know. We'll post probably still give it a shit, but I mean, it's all good. At least you tried.
You can also submit shit at the Cell Podcast on Twitter. The Check Engine Light. Is it a Check Engine Light podcast at Gmail?
Correct.
Bam.
Fucking nailed it.
Nailed it first try.
7 years and still remembers.
Boom.
All right. What do you got, Marty?
I figured we could do our tailgate or the trunk of the week.
Trunk of the week. I'm intrigued. Hit me with that.
Trunk of the week. This was sent to me by a listener.
I hope it's a big fat ass.
I wish.
Yeah, but knowing Marty, it's going to be a guy's big fat ass.
I got an idea for a show. We'll look at extreme close-ups of tits and shit, and we have to decide, is it a close-up of tits or shit?
Yeah, like the nipple?
Yeah.
Like the brown nipple? Is that shit or is that a tit? No, it's tits.
What the hell is this, dude?
So here we have some person's last name, Salinas. In the back of their 300.
And is that Selena painted on there, too?
I don't know. I think it's the Virgin Mary.
Yeah, the Virgin de Guadalupe.
La Virgen de Guadalupe. And I think that's a rosary over there. I don't know.
The only reason I know Virgin de Guadalupe is because back in the day we went and bought Mexican fucking religious candles from the Mexican food aisle at the fucking grocery store at like 4 a.m.
There's a candle for everything. Like here there's like at some of the grocery stores, like, you can buy a candle for, like, money. You can buy a candle for luck.
Do you have any candles for fucking gullible people?
Yeah.
This one cures
being gullible. Question. You kind of already started this question, but do you have any candles that are better for fucking?
Yeah.
All candles are good for fucking, man.
Yeah.
Nah. You ever poured one of those normal candles on someone before?
I'm not talking about pouring them on. I was just saying, like, the lighting, but okay.
Damn, Randy, you went to a dark place.
0 to 100. I guess that's the way we roll.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
I remember when I was an altar boy, I thought that candles were pretty romantic. Yeah. Puts you at ease.
They really set the mood.
Yeah. Ever since then, I've liked candles. And crosses.
The smell of burning wax really turns me on.
That blood of Christ really got me going. Got me feeling loopy.
Of course, this is from Tejas. Did you take this or this one that you found?
This somebody sent this to me from around here. So this was taken and this was taken around here.
Is that Billie Eilish on there?
I don't know. It's the Virgin Mary Billie. The Virgin Billie Eilish?
I don't know. It looks like she's got black and green hair.
Billie Eilish.
Oh, boy. What's going on the right side? What's happening over there?
What do you mean?
Oh, it's a rosary. It's a rosary.
Yeah, it's a rosary.
Oh, holy shit. That's pretty good. This would be the shits, like, some of the thing gets rear-ended, though, you know? That'd have to be an omen. Also, can we note how poor of a driver this person is? Like, how far in the fucking, you know, over that line they are?
They might be turning.
Maybe they were turning.
They might be turning without a turn signal.
Doesn't look like that's a turning
usually,
lane either.
That's usually standard for women drivers.
I mean, a picture can't flash, but...
Well, they just caught it in the perfect timing, yeah? They're both lights.
Probably.
I feel like the person who drives this car doesn't signal.
They let Jesus take the wheel.
Yeah, there's also, like, weird chrome things going on over the taillights. Kind of J.C. Whitney special.
Yeah, fuck yeah. There's two, I don't know, I just, this is something that my dad would say, like, he never got that the whole thing with people putting their last names on the back of a truck. Salinas, Cavazos.
I mean, it's not really a whole lot different than putting your name on the back of your jersey, so people know who you are.
The jersey has a fuck.
I don't get it.
You got a number there? You might as well put your name. Looks just like a jersey.
Yeah, nah, fuck this. I mean, this was never going to be a tits, but I just, you know, wanted to show you guys, you know, my culture.
Yep. My culture. That's interesting because I also have something from your culture.
First, why do we do this to each other?
It's a fucking...
Because you guys are both assholes.
It's a chalupa. No, this is shits, man. I
fucking love chalupas.
That's been one of my, like, sending over recipes from, what the fuck is that company? They make, like, taco seasoning and shit. Anyway.
Old El Paso.
They post these, like, Mexican fucking recipes that are just the stupidest shit that I sent them over to fucking Mart.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, just like grandma used to make.
Like, I even looked up the word for fucking grandma in Spanish.
Abuelita?
Oh, God damn.
Just like my abuelita used to make. It just warms me up.
Diablo fucking cheese-filled meatballs and shit.
This is the whitest sentence I've ever heard.
He sent me meatballs. I'm like, what the fuck did... You want to know what the Spanish word for meatball is?
Okay.
Albóndiga.
Everything sounds awesome in Spanish.
Es una albóndiga.
That's like when I was getting stoked for on Suplex City Limits when there's a ladder match in fucking Mexico. It's the Escalera de la Muerte. That's a ladder match, but death, I guess.
Escalera de la muerte.
Here you go. Here's something from your culture.
Oh, God. It's a picture of the truck on the truck.
Bro, and it's a picture of his fucking... his child wives. These are my wives.
He has, like, Mexico City back there. He has fucking... I don't know if that thing's just coming apart, or is that lightning striking? There's a Virgin Mary.
There's his cracking.
There's a favorite fucking soccer team on there too. Like,
it's like, and oh, you know what else we should put on there? Can we put on the Mexican flag and the truck it's going on? What's that building?
It's from the capital, from Mexico City, I believe.
And his child wives.
Those are probably his kids, but yes, child wives.
Of course, Virgin Dick Guadalupe.
What? Well, they take a picture of the truck from the good side and put it on the back.
Yeah, right, because this side's fucked.
Yeah,
right? It's the passenger side, isn't it? God damn it. What a great fucking great catch, dude.
Yeah. La pinche mamalona. That's what people call their trucks around here, La Mamalona.
Oh my god, it's so fucking...
Oh my god, that is... Where do you find this gold?
I literally searched airbrushed Mexican tailgate. I got a few more today, so I bolstered it up. But they covered
That's
up the
amazing
license.
Reality, though.
That's from Florida. There you go. Fucking great, yeah, though.
Russian Mexican tailgate.
The Naranja State.
I don't know why you folks do that, but I think it's great. I think you need to do something on yours, dude.
I'm going to put a picture of my fucking...
Your dog with a mullet?
Yeah. On the back of my truck.
Get an airbrush of your dog with a great mullet, though, like a big full mullet blowing in the wind.
I'll fucking donate to that cause.
Yeah, I told my chick he's gonna keep that mullet, and she's like, I don't know about that. And I'm like, I think
either
he is.
Keeps the mullet, or then it's him or you.
She'll probably pick him.
Yeah, dude. So there you go. There is your tailgate of the week.
I was implying that you would pick him or her, but whatever.
Yeah. There you go. You want to call her a day on this, boys?
Yeah, we ended on a good note.
Well, there you have it. We thank you very much for listening. Smash that like button now, bro.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
It's like every YouTube video starts off with fucking dubstep. Wah, 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 wah. It's weird. Hey, guys.
Let's change our intro.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe we need the fucking dubstep intro and shit.
Appeal to more white kids.
Maybe that's what we're doing wrong. We gotta appeal to Chads and Kyles.
Yeah. Brought to you by Monster Energy.
Jim needs to go buy toys and do toy fucking reviews for kids.
That wouldn't be creepy at all.
Like sex toy reviews for kids, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
This is Big Papa Dump.
Now, I would recommend the small size if you're new to anal.
Here's the starter kit, you know, it goes from small to large. You can work your way up to the big size.
My first butt plug kit.
The first one's just kind of like a pinky size, and then it goes all the way up.
It's all the way up to a pre-sized dick. I remember I got mine in my first Holy Communion.
It's pretty good. Sexy schoolboy outfit.
That is great. That is fucking great.
Anything else? You guys want to make any racist jokes before we go? Or?
No.
I think Marty already covered that with the OJ.
I didn't say anything. I said I wanted to.
Not racist. I'll show you a racist joke. No. Maybe next time.
I'll show you a racist joke, Texas.
Texas. do you guys have anything else to add before we depart?
No, don't forget to wash behind your ears, bitches.
There you go.
Don't Randy, forget to wash between your legs.
That's much more
way
important.
Way more important. Mm.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Fucking Marty.
Whatever.
Fucking All right, me. Well, until next time, thank you for listening. We'll see you again down the road.